Thank you for calling customer service support. My name is Kenyatta. May I please have a zip code to locate your account?
Yes, 19464.
Okay, you said 19464?
19464.
Can I have your first and last name, please?
Vicki Peters.
You said Vicki?
Yes, V-I-C-K-I.
Give me a brief moment, please. Can you repeat that zip code, ma'am?
19464.
Okay, give me a brief moment. Trying to locate your account. Give me just a moment, please. Okay, ma'am, so I did locate your account. So for security purposes, may you please verify your shipping address?
94 Stonehill Drive, Pottstown, PA.
Okay, I see you ordered the keto aspirin, which helps have all natural ingredients, reduce your appetite, and speed up your metabolism. So how may I assist you?
I had called on the 4th of the month to cancel it because there was no other way for me to cancel it, and you guys keep charging my credit card. And I was told I actually have a voicemail in my cell phone from someone at your company saying that it was canceled. I have a refund issued within 3 to 5 business days, and I do not have anything on my credit card. It's been 6 full business days since I made the phone call, and I haven't gotten any kind of confirmation about a cancellation or anything.
Okay, give me just a moment. Give me just a brief moment, please. Let me take a look.
The moment I got on the phone,
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Vicki, for allowing me to place you on the brief hold while I was speaking to my supervisor about this. So what is the problem is that's going on with your account that is not letting us process that refund? Because we see a dispute has been filed. And since a dispute has been filed, we will need you to call your credit card company and call us back on the freeway and see did that dispute go through already. If that dispute hasn't gone through, then we'll be more than glad to refund you.
Okay, because I can't Yeah, I called the bank because they're the only ones who could give me your phone number. I didn't know how to contact you. So they put a dispute on that account because I called them.
Yes, ma'am.
So
that's the only way that we can give you a refund if you call back with your credit card coming on file so they can stop those disputes, then we can give you a full refund. And
so,
to be honest, ma'am, I say that's the best way to go out because 9 times out of 10, when you do a dispute and they do an investigation, we give them the terms and conditions, everything was on that website, I'm 100% most of the time positive that dispute will lose. So it's best if you just call back and back with your credit card company on through way to drop those disputes and we can get that refund issue for you.
So what if I call the credit card company and drop the dispute and then I call you guys back, what I don't have to do a three-way call,
yes,
right? Like,
yes.
I can just have them drop it
and then call you. No, ma'am,
you
have to do a three-way call.
Okay, so who do I have to – I have to call them first and have them get you guys on the phone too?
Yes, or you can call them and ask them to give us a call back. Either way, you can do a three-way call or you can ask them to give us a call. But me personally, I'll say do a three-way call because that'll be better because we can go ahead and do everything the same day. Because sometimes they'll say, okay, yes, I'll give them a call. It'll take like 2 or 3 days before they give us a call. And you want the dispute to get dropped right away.
All right. Okay, I'll call them. Thank you.
Yes, and you're very welcome. Thank you for calling Customer Service Support, man. You have a great day, Ms. Vicky.
Thank you, you too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.